Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to call to order this the Finance Committee special meeting. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. Starting the meeting at 9:04 a.m. We have can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, let's take the Pledge of Allegiance. What's the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the
Flag
flag,
of the
United
United
States of
States of
America.
America. And
To
to
the
the
republic
Republic
for
which
which it stands,
standeth,
one
one
nation,
nation under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for all.
for all.
Thank you. For roll call, do I have Shirley Miani?
Here.
Do I have Samir Patel? Can't hear you, Samir.
Here.
Oh, he's here.
You hear me
Beautiful.
now? Okay. Huh.
All right. We have both members of the Finance Committee are here, so we have quorum. All right, we'll start by opening up to the public. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak?
Sure, Brian.
Okay. Please state your name and your address.
Sure, Dan Blisman. I live at 30 Clark Street Extension, Derby, Connecticut. I also own and operate Blizzard Mechanical. We're also based in Derby, Connecticut. We've had some extensive experience with this particular project, spanning back to, I don't know, I guess about a year ago when city was originally looking at putting in a larger chiller at the recommendation of another contractor who's not, I guess, a part of this process. But I asked to get involved and worked with Jim a little bit. We've got a good amount of time on the project. We actually found some piping issues from when the school was built that was really causing a lot of issues. I still got my little models here from when we showed everybody at the Board of Ed. Fortunately, we were able to correct that piping. Thanks to the City of Derby for kind of taking a shot on us with that. And then over the summer, we proved that that worked by renting 100-ton chiller instead of the original 200-ton chiller that what do you call it? Was supposedly going to solve all the issues. So I would without tooting our own horn a little bit, we've already kind of saved the City of Derby, around $100,000 to $165,000 depending on which bid you choose off the original proposal to go with. A chiller that was twice the size and not going to solve any problems. A couple other things I wanted to bring up today. I understand on one of the line items is going to be an overview of the RFP process. I understand that there's some confusion about how this RFP process was conducted. And I understand that the city is in talks of possibly going out to bid on this project again. So a couple of thoughts that I would have as a bidder and also as the low bidder on this project. Now that you've made the three of our numbers public, how do you plan to protect our bids should you go out to bid again? And also, I guess, what are the concerns with this not having followed the proper RFP procedures since this was posted to CT Source, which is the state bid portal, and it's all over Construct Connect, every possible, what's the job plan hub, it's all over the internet. Everybody had an opportunity to see it. It was posted. There was a mandatory pre-bid. And I feel that, all the procedures were followed. And if the city does decide to go out to bid, it puts Blizzard at a specific disadvantage, having been the low bidder at this point. And I'd like to thank the city for the opportunity to bid on this project. That's all I've got.
All right, thank you, Dan. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak?
The only follow-up question I have is,
If you like
what
speaking,
is
please
the
just say your name and your address.
My name is Jason Harvey with Savemore Cooling and Heating. Our office is located at 231 Captain Lewis Drive in Southington. Just curious to know what the, I guess you guys can answer it when you guys get into your discussions, why the project would be going out for rebid, because like Blizzard Mechanical, I do understand, I do think the bid documents were pretty clear cut and pretty straightforward. So just curious as to why it would be going out to rebid.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak?
Hi. This is Jeff Cinto from Southport Contracting. All I'd like to say is I'm close to Derby. I moved my shop from Bridgeport to Shelton, and I'm readily available for emergencies. I don't know what else to tell you. I've been in business for 50 years. I do all municipal work. Right now we're at Southern Connecticut. And we did a big boiler job, complicated job. And as far as I know, they're very, very happy. I've done work for municipalities, repeat work for years. I do a lot of work at Stanford, big boilers, big chillers. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm glad for the opportunity to give you a proposal. And you consider me, that would be great. And also, I'm on the job now. And on short notice, I need to leave now. So whatever you consider, let me know, and that's it. And I gotta thank you for considering me. Thank you. Okay,
All right, thank
we're
you.
good. I gotta have to leave because I have a appointment at 10 o'clock. I gotta leave now.
All
Okay,
right, no problem.
I thank you so much. Thank you. Bye bye.
Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Going once, going twice. All
Are
right.
you taking comments from staff now or during the meeting?
If you'd like to speak, you can speak now.
Okay, so can I speak during the meeting as well or no?
I think that's usually the process. So why don't you just speak now, and then if there's questions or something like that, we can let the committee decide.
Okay, so my name is Mark Garfalo. I'm the town clerk. I have raised the issue regarding the way this thing was put out to bid, and I raised it as soon as I was made aware of it. The issue is that we have a charter. The charter of the City of Derby is the governing document on this. I didn't make the rules. I raised this issue internally. It was done, in my opinion, wrong. I raised this as soon as I found that out, which was about a month ago, and no action was taken. And I refer everybody to Section 54, 55, and 56, and 57 of the city charter. The primary part of this is that it says that the finance committee and the finance director shall have charge of advertising for such proposals and shall open such bids. This was not done by the finance committee or the finance director. It was done unilaterally by school staff. And so there was no notice given. The Board of Education was not advised, nor was the Board of Aldermen. This was city money that was approved at bond. It needs to follow the charter. The issue, that is the issue. No one, not not neither board, neither the Board of Aldermen, who is the city's the governing body, nor the Board of Education, under whose the beneficiary of this at the middle school, approved the spec. So we don't know who wrote the spec, and or who reviewed the spec, who's on the city's end of the spec. So it's not anything other than we need to follow the process for the bidding process. And I did raise that point, and privately, and now it's to hear because it's not been heard. So it is an issue that needs to be dealt with. And I raised this issue before any bids were put in. So it's we have a charter to follow. So
All right, thank you, Mark. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Anybody else from the public? All right, going once, going twice. Public session is closed. All right, moving on to part five, new business, overview of the RFP process by the finance director. So that me, it's Brian Hall, I'm the finance director for the City of Derby. I've asked Jim Hoffman to join us as well, as Mr. Garfalo pointed out. He led a lot of this as far as the initial publishing of the RFP. Jim, could you let the committee know exactly what was done for this particular RFP process as far as where the bids were advertised and over which time periods?
Yes. So actually, the RFP we created back in January, I did create that with the approval of the Board of Ed business manager, Bobby Trainer at the time, and the superintendent. Once they were approved, we posted them on CT Source on 1/15/26, on BizNet on 1/15/26, and on our website, derbypride.org, on 1/15/26. And that solicitation number was 34408. We had a mandatory walkthrough on 1/20. At that point, we had four contractors show up. We had the Q&A open until 2/10 for contractors to ask any questions. Bids were due on February 20th. At that point, we received the three bids, sealed bids, and we turned them over to the city.
All right, thank you, Jim. And I will read the section of the charter, right, that Mark was referring to in section 55, where the contract shall be based upon sealed bids or proposals made after public notice, advertised in a manner as may be determined by the finance committee and the finance director in order to provide and promote competitive bidding. So that's what it says. It's not clear, in my opinion, that there's any specific steps that would need to be taken. For sure, I found out about this after the walkthroughs had already been done and everything had been posted. So there was no opportunity at that point to put it up on the city's website and to do some of the advertising like we've done for all of the other RFPs. So kind of at the point where we were brought into the loop, really everything had been done except for got the actual bids. Was made aware of how it was advertised and what was done. And in my opinion, it was up to this committee to decide if it was done in a manner that was able to provide and promote competitive bidding. So I do think that is the first step of this process, is to discuss that and decide if, in fact, the committee feels that there was enough done and that we did end up having a competitive bidding process. So I'll move on next to the committee discussion. So Shirley or Samir, is there anything you'd like to ask about the process, what was done, timing wise or anything, to determine if this was a valid RFP process or if we have to do something and start over again?
Well, were the rules followed? Are they clear? Are they very specific? Or is it a very gray area?
I read to you exactly what the charter says,
And to me, it's a
right?
very gray area.
Definitely doesn't say anything as so now I can say what normally we would do, right? And Mark, you could please chime in if you're not, but we'll put it up on the city's website and we'll advertise it in some of the local publications. And that's typically what else is done. As it was said, this was advertised in multiple areas, but different places than what we would normally do.
Well, thank you, Mr. Finance Director. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a long history of how it's been done, and that's it's not been the bid is not conducted by any other department than the finance department. This was highly irregular that it would be advertised and the bidding process would be done by any other department.
Right, if I can just offer a comment.
Sure, Doc.
Yeah, and Mark, I apologize. I think this whole process has maybe because it's been going on for I think since 24 total, but the original bid that did go out for this, that was the RFP was presented to our facilities committee and board originally, and we were asked to do this by the capital planning or board of aldermen, I'm not quite sure, or boat committee at one point, you know, back a year and a half ago. At that time, it was written with a 200 ton chiller as opposed to 100 ton, and it wasn't going to be funded through bond fund. We were looking at, we had requested capital funding to do it. It wasn't until it was determined that we needed to fix some piping concerns first to really determine, do we need a 200 ton versus 100 ton chiller, which again, they will save the city upwards of $150,000. So if you recall, when we first went to the capital planning, we wanted to move forward with the project to get it done last summer. And at the time, a decision was made before we do this, put it out to bid and come back to us with those numbers, which we did, knowing that if we extend beyond December, I think of 24 at the time, that those prices were going to be much higher due to the type of coolant, I believe, in the system that was going to have a different cost to it than had we gone prior to January of 25. And I think when this new process started, Mark, for this new RFP for a 100-ton chiller, after several tests were done over a period of time, including leasing a chiller, to make sure it all worked before we put the final now second RFP out for this. We just, once it was the bond fund passed, we put that RFP with a 100-ton chiller out. It was shared with our facilities and board at our January and February meetings that the RFP is written and it's going out to bid and here are the dates. So that is in the facilities report of those meetings. Not that that helps in terms of this committee for that process, but I guess unaware of the charter at the time that there might be a question about this. Otherwise, we would have I would have just deferred to the city to do it. We were just trying to help. We had already put an RFP out when it was going to be paid for by capital or other funds, and we just simply put that RFP back out with a 100-ton chiller at the time. What we are trying to do, we have a window really during the summer that this should get would be the optimal time to get this done when school is closed, and not trying to do it when school is in operation. Which even there, I don't know if that can be done when school's in operation. But so I apologize if there is confusion on who should approve an RFP before it gets sent out. We were simply trying to assist the city with taking on that role, that task, to try and get the process moving once the referendum was approved.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Brian,
Yep.
if it's all right for me to talk, I asked Train this morning, this is going to go for really me or anybody else who's going to put Train in. The lead time on that chiller is 12 to 14 weeks, which, if you said yes tomorrow, puts you at the first week of June for receipt. To answer your questions from, well, to answer Jim's questions from the email this morning he sent to the three contractors.
Yeah, I do think the timelines are important as far as the decision making goes. So if the equipment's in June, as Doc said, I think the goal is to have it the work scheduled by the end of June when school's out to get it done for the summer, correct? So, okay, thank you for that update. All right, so Shirley and Samir. So I'm gonna ask you point blank. Do we feel that the proposals that were made and were they advertised in a manner that provided and promoted competitive bidding?
I would say so.
I agree.
Samir, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's been determined that the Finance Committee believes that this was done in a way that promoted competitive bidding. We can move on to part C. Is there a motion to award the job to a vendor for the middle school chiller RFP? Or is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Shirley or Samir, with regards to the bids or questions that you have about the bids?
I just had
No.
one question about the bids on the chiller. If there the lead time is 12 to 14 weeks, if there is any delay, right, the school may have to rent it. It might even cost more. There may be additional cost to it.
If there's delays beyond the 14 weeks that was just discussed about,
Yes.
I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know. I mean, if this had to get delayed 30 days, now you're into July, it would depend on the contractor's availability. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to commit anything until they are awarded the bid. I would suspect that they're going to get busy soon. I also suspect it's hard for them to say what could happen if there was another 30-day delay. But if any of the contractors I would like to address that issue, I'm happy to hear from them.
Well, I mean, it seems to me you guys already need a temporary chiller, already have one, correct? Because if the current chiller is not non-functional, you would need a temporary chiller because, you know, we're going to start come June. You're probably going to need cooling into the school come May and June. So that would need, you know, you still need that at that point. This job can be done after, you know, if delays do happen with the chiller, the job can be done while school's in session. It's kind of a remote area outside of access from the school. If there were delays, it would just extend your need for a temporary chiller or a portable chiller, what you guys are currently using. So,
I
Jim,
would
is it?
back Jason up with what he just said. I agree with that.
Yeah, so Jim. Fair to say that the temporary chiller is going to have to be rented starting in May, and then any delays would just add another month. And what does it roughly cost per month to rent the chiller?
It's roughly 33,000 a month for a 100-ton chiller.
33,000 a month.
33 now.
But I would support the contractor saying if there was a delay, this work could be done during school hours because it is a remote area. It has its own entrance point for security. So I don't foresee that being an issue.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was my one question that I wanted to ask.
All right, so last thing is to decide, are we ready to make a decision on who you would like to award the middle school chiller RFP to? And can I have it in the form of a motion? there any questions about the awarding process?
Interesting.
Samir or Shirley, you have any other
No,
questions?
I don't have any other question. We can move on to
No.
the over the
All right, so the charter does not require that it goes to the lowest bidder, but obviously there would have to be circumstances as to why you wouldn't want to give it to the lower bidder. But that said, it's not a foregone conclusion who this goes to, so. Do you
Well, but
have any?
I'm sorry. This whole process is highly irregular, if even if it's not following any of the rules. And the arbiter of it really would be the Corporation Council. But if you're gonna, did the staff review it? Is the staff making a recommendation to the committee? I mean, I mean, oh, what's the process? They're volunteers. Like, is somebody like, you know, who reviewed it? Does somebody who has the technical skills to review it? And are they making a recommendation of what it should be?
I mean, the only other note I can just chime in with is that would you guys have a scope review before awarding, or kind of have a sit down with each contractor individually to discuss, what we carry to make sure our bids are, what we quoted is exactly what you are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, having reviewed the scope myself for the three contracts, I did not notice any material difference in scope. Jim, please weigh in if you saw anything differently. I think all
No, I've
three.
looked over all three, and they're all the same as far as scope goes.
They all responded to the same scope. I didn't see anything differently either.
Okay.
I mean, at that point, there's really just the cost. And as we know, Blizzard had the lowest bid. So I don't know, Jim, did you have any other recommendation or concerns with any of the bids for the committee?
No, I mean, I don't have any concerns. If I had a recommendation, I would recommend Blizzard Mechanical. It's like Dr. Conway was saying, this project's been ongoing for a few years now. Blizzard Mechanical is the only contracting company that came out and actually verified and found the piping issues we had. We had four other companies come out and they just wanted to put in a 200-ton chiller. I mean, he did do his due diligence. That would be my recommendation.
Right.
And I'm sorry, and for the purpose of helping the committee, is there any reason that you wouldn't give it to the lowest bidder?
Yeah.
Again, based on the fact that the scope is the same for all three proposals, I do not have any reason why I wouldn't go to the lower bidder.
Then there you go.
All right, then I'll make a motion to award the middle school chiller RFP to Blizzard
I'm sorry,
Mechanical.
just a point of order. The finance committee are the two peoples. The finance director, the staff is not part of the finance committee, so they need to make the motion.
Then I'll make a motion to award it to the Blizzard Construction.
Blizzard Mechanical. Surely, just for a point of clarity.
Excuse me?
He said it's Blizzard Mechanical LLC is the technical name. Is that correct? Yes, that's it. That's it. That's what it is.
So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The award for the middle school chiller RFP goes to Blizzard Mechanical.
And for the record, you should just state the amount so that it's clear.
Yes, it's going to Blizzard Mechanical in the amount of
$299,742.78.
Yes. All right, Dan, and I'm going to assume you're familiar with some of the next steps as far as the pricing and performance bond that
You
needs to
didn't
be
vote though yet.
made a motion. They voted. They said yes.
They did. They both said aye.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear
Yes, Brian, are you going to send me a formal letter or a notice to proceed? Because I'm going to need that to get a payment and performance bond.
Okay.
It could be short. It doesn't have to be anything specific. I just know they're going to ask for that.
Okay.
Because there was no bid bond.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Item six, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Ask about that. Brian,
Yes.
on the Blizzard Mechanical, it says Jim Hoffman on it. On the screen, it says Daniel Blitzman. Is that?
Jim Hoffman is the representative from the city that the proposal was made out to.
Reporting in progress. In relationship.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I have a second.
I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourning at 9:36 a.m.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm acting on that.